All right, we are going to now convene our special setting for the special magistrate for the city of Daytona Beach this May 15, 2012. I'll now call the meeting to order. First off, do I have any announcements to hear before we go directly to the hearing of the cases? Will those representatives for the city of Daytona Beach will be testifying in this morning's proceedings, please step forward and be sworn.
You solemnly swear or affirm with the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, though.
All right. As I recall, at our regular meeting on May 8th of 2012, we were attempting to determine if there was some sort of a plan here by which all of these cases of Mr. Jaffruti could be somehow coordinated to get done within a reasonable period of time, because I was reluctant to just carte blanche put a 90-day compliance date out there without reservations, conditions, what have you. And as I recall, both the city and the respondent were going to try to formulate something. Ideally, they would have gotten together and formulated something. I assume that hasn't happened. So we have a city plan.
No, this is from the actual contractor.
This is from the contractor.
This is from the contractor in conjunction with us. We walked the entire property with the contractor.
Okay. I see. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Stenson, why don't you tell me what I have here?
Good morning, Mr. Scalzo. At our last hearing, you directed the property owner and the contractor to come up with a time frame on all the issues on the property in somewhat of a priority order. And what you have in front of you is his 30, 60, 90-day list on how they're going to attack this problem. To this day, right now, there have been no permits applied for or issued other than on the 215 Kingston property. The last inspection on the 215 Kingston property failed by the building department. Inspector Jones failed them, but there were no notes on why they failed. Their requirement on that property was to reduce to 6 units and pretty much rehab the entire property in that course. They already have permits for that property, which is why I haven't been real strict on that particular one, or as strict as the trailer park, because things are moving forward on the Kingston property. However, the trailer park itself, even with our list, is still in pretty bad shape. There isn't a trailer on the property that's in compliance at this point.
Okay. So I have under group one 30 days strapping on all trailers that are required, start on drawings and permit for dumpster enclosure, and then demo, and then a number of units listed. So this is this 30-day grouping. These are the things that you reasonably expect to be brought into compliance within 30 days?
Correct. Right under demo, 101, 103, 115, 131, 133, 109, and 113. All within that first 30 days.
Okay. And I have a group 2 for 60 days and a group 3 for 90 days.
That's correct.
Am I to understand that this schedule, if you will, has been prepared in consultation with the respondent's contractor?
The contractor himself prepared this, yes.
And do each of these addresses correlate to a case here?
Yes, sir.
That we're dealing with?
Unfortunately, I doubt if his if the contractor's list is in order with ours. But all the trailers on the property are included on this list.
So if I were to walk through each of these cases, I would find a trailer number. I could look to your schedule here, and that would tell me when the contractor believes it would be brought into compliance.
That's his belief.
Okay. Let's hear from the respondent.
Mr. Brockner is on his way. He overshot sworn in.
State your name, please.
Darren Jafferty.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. After we left the last hearing, we met with the city out of the property with the contractor, and we went through all the properties. I guess what you're seeing on the what was submitted was what they had pointed out additionally, what they wanted. Okay, the city, and we wrote this down. Okay, Riverside Construction prepared the list. He is on his way. He overshot an exit. Okay. My biggest concern is only this, is that we're held up in some form or fashion as far as if we have to, you know, evict tenants. Because it's become a situation where it's becoming a free-for-all. But if we go
why
by...
Why would you have to evict tenants?
Well, some of them are being very uncooperative as far as allowing access to the units and so forth. But if we go off the packet, and this is what the packet we're going off, right, John?
Okay.
Okay. We shouldn't really have a problem. I did have an electrician. This is Mr. Brockner. And he can tell you more. We didn't pull any permits because we wanted to, you know, we wanted to make sure that we were agreeable to everything. Because that was my understanding as to that we'd come up, agree upon a list, come back before you. I believe a lot of this may be able to, you know, go a lot quicker pace. What's on here?
Okay. Case one. Trailer number 137. Where do I find 137 on our list?
You want to
get sworn in if you're going to talk.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike Buckner, Inspector of Construction Services.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Make sure you just talk into the microphone, please.
That's the one. 137 was actually supposed to be on the top of the list where it says demo. That was a mistake. I didn't have that one. It's actually on the bottom. I believe that's the one trailer with all the windows all boarded up and everything. That one right there, that's supposed to be demoed immediately. That was number one on my.
Right, well, when is that to be demoed then?
In the first. Yes, sir. The first. See right at the very top. It says demo.
Right.
I didn't print that out properly. It was supposed to be 137. That was the one we agreed on. Just getting rid of that right away. So pull a permit for that.
Inspector, the respondent seems to think 137 can be brought into compliance by demolishing it within 30 days. What say the city?
We agree.
Okay. Well, before anybody gets mad at me, 30 days, of course, puts us past our next cutoff. We're in the middle of the month here. So the respondent, the good news is going to get a bit of a windfall here. The bad news is these things better be in compliance because you're getting additional time here that no one's even asked for. And the matter's already here for the imposition. So, my next compliance date is July 3, 2012. That gives you 49 days instead of the 30 days you're asking for. So I'm going to order that trailer number 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 137, be brought into compliance by July 3, 2012. Or the respondent be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day if the property is brought into compliance. Case number two, 10 Allison Lane, common areas. What say the city?
The common areas remain in non-compliance.
Are the common areas on the schedule somewhere?
He hasn't written the common areas because they're all the little electrical boxes all around the property. Common areas.
Well, we didn't actually review that, but we can put that in right there at the first group because we're going to have an electrician there and everything. It shouldn't be a problem.
So the common areas should be within the 30-day category.
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2012. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Case number three, 105 Allison Lane. This is in your 90-day batch.
Yes, sir.
Asking for 90 days. What say the city? Well, I assume you've somewhat consented to this. Well, reluctantly consented. Let's
reluctantly, but yes.
All right, I understand. Okay, Mr. Cipruti, when it comes to the 90-day batch, you're actually getting 113 days. Use your time well. I'm going to go ahead and order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012. Will be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Case number four, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 111. What say the city?
That's going to be on the medicine side, 90 days. That's in the 90-day group.
Respondent concurs?
No problem, yes, sir.
Okay, I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012. I'll be returned to the special magistrate for the consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. All right, The next one I have is 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 121.
I don't know why we didn't have it. Maybe we walked by it and there wasn't anything on the outside that we didn't see or something, and we didn't.
Is that 121?
I don't know why it's not there, but I know we must have. Let's put that in number one then. That's fine.
All right. We'll order the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2012. Return to the special magistrate for consideration of fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Case number 6, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 123.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to put that one.
Well, we'll ask him.
Okay.
We'll bring that up at the end.
This is in your 60-day batch. Everyone in agreement?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by August 8, 2012. We'll be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of the fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Case number 7, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 125. Again, in the 60-day batch. And everyone in agreement?
Correct, yes.
And I will order the respondent to come into compliance by August 8, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Which one? 123. Okay, thank you.
122's in the last group. Okay. Case 8, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 102. This is in our 90-day batch. Everyone in agreement?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012, or we return to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Case number 9. 10 Allison Lane, trailer 129. This is in our 60-day batch. Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by August 8, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Case number 10. 10 Allison Lane, trailer 103. Is that in our 30-day batch?
Yes, sir.
Everyone in agreement?
Yes.
And I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is in compliance. Case number 11, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 125. Is that in the 90-day batch?
It's number 2, group 2.
That's in the 60-day batch.
125. 125 Madison or 125 Allison?
Madison or Allison?
Oh, Allison. 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 125.
That's group 2.
So we have
125
Madison
on
this list.
It's in group three. Did we mix that up?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
125 Madison was actually in group three.
Now let's do this one first before Amy gets hopelessly lost. Case number 11, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 125. I'm going to order the respondent to come into compliance by August 8, 2012. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. Now let me go back until I find the previous 125.
Case number 7.
case number 7. This is SMG-02-1227. I think I previously ordered them to come into compliance in 60 days.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and vacate that order and order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5. This is the one in the 90-day batch, right?
Yes, sir.
By September 5, 2012, will be returned to the special magistrate for the consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. All right, I believe we now move on to case number 12. 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 127, rear. Is this on the list?
No, it is not.
Okay, what say the city?
I went through this. They're all on the list.
127, that should be in your 60-day group.
What say the respondent?
127.
The other Madison Avenue, 127, is case number 20.
Oh, I apologize.
We did have it in the 60-day group.
127 is in 60 days. Mm-hmm. 127.
Trailer number 127, rear. And I will order the respondent to come into compliance by August 8, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is in compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, August 8. Case number 13, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 129, rear. I don't see this.
We dealt with it already.
Yep, no, it's in group 2, 129 Allison.
Second one, 60 days.
Okay, I see a 129 Madison. Is that it?
No, Allison.
Allison.
Second from the top.
Did we not already do that one?
Yeah, I think you announced that one. That's why I'm off.
We did. We reviewed 129 Madison already.
That's correct. Okay. We're talking the Allison one now.
Oh, correct. Group 2, correct?
Yes.
Well, are they both due to be done in 60 days?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so then all I need to do is enter an order on this one now.
There you go.
All right, I'm ordering the respondent to come into compliance by August 8, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is in compliance. Case number 14, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 131, rear. Appears to be in the 30-day group. Unless I'm misreading this?
It is. Yes.
What's the word?
Yes.
30 days.
30 days.
All right, then I will order the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is in compliance. Case number 15, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 133, rear.
Group 2.
133 Allison.
Looks to me like it's in the 30-day batch.
30-day batch.
No, it's in, yeah,
it's in the 30-day batch.
Is that right?
Yes.
I'll order the respondent come into compliance by July 3, 2012. Or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is in compliance. Case number 16, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 135, west end of park.
That's in your 90 day?
Is that correct?
Yes.
I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance.
It's
Is this trailer currently occupied?
135.
No, that's the one that we were going to either fix up or demo, depending on what came about.
Not occupied.
Okay, as I recall, when we were here last, did I not order something to the effect that I wasn't going to make them vacate people, but if the trailers that we were dealing with were not occupied, they were not to be occupied until they were brought into compliance. Did we not put that into an order?
I didn't know. I mean,
am I recalling that?
You did say that, but I don't believe it wasn't in your final order. It was discussed.
So if the trailer's not, just so that I have an understanding, if it's not occupied, what if the trailer becomes unoccupied?
Then it stays unoccupied until it's brought into compliance, because I don't want to hear about new landlord-tenant problems.
Correct.
All right, then before I'm done, we'll go back and we'll put some sort of global order here, or a paragraph to these orders to that effect. All right. Were we done with 135?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. And that brings us up to case 17. 10 Allison Lane, trailer 115, rear south.
115's on the top.
Is that in the 30-day group?
It looks like it. 115 Peyton.
Yes.
Is that correct? Yes, sir.
All right. I will order the respondent come into compliance by July 3, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is brought into compliance. Case number 18, 10 Allison Lane, trailer 117, rear south side of property.
Oh, it's privately owned. I believe that one is. The privately owned one is.
What does that mean?
He owns the actual mobile home, but he pays lot rent.
Remember that one? Said the guy actually owned the trailer. It's been there forever. That's the only thing I remember.
It's been there for a long time. He pays lot rent. We did repaint it and so forth. And I'd agree to take care of the outside.
He needs to be noticed.
What number was that? 117.
So Mr. Gertrudy here does not own that.
I have never been in it.
Pardon?
I have never been in it.
Does that mean you don't own it?
I don't own it. He pays lot rent just for having the trailer there.
All right. Tony, what am I doing?
I'm looking to see what the nature of the violations are. They appear to be most of them, for the most part, they appear to be things that are being controlled of the owner of the trailer, more so than the landlord here. Typically, what we would do with a lease situation is recognize the authority of a.
Don't worry about it.
With help.
Conviction authority, or contractual authority, but it also includes the leasing or the tenant, because the tenant will control the authority to fix the things that need to be fixed. And I think in this one, that's what we're going to be with that. We need to cite the owner of the trailer itself and add him on as a respondent, and just allow him some time to see what he thinks he can do. And I guess alternatively, like we could expect that Mr. Gertrudy would take some action to eliminate the problem and whatever alternative method you use if the landlord is not, I mean, if the tenant is not cooperative to the code. So if you have a tenant that
Mr. Gertrudy's telling me he doesn't own this trailer?
Correct.
The only thing that he rents is the dirt that it sits on. So the question then becomes what attachments, I suppose, he controls, and are any of those in this notice of violation? Because beyond that, it sounds to me that the owner needs to be cited.
Well, seeing that the land, the trail isn't permanently affixed to the land, I would think he has the control to require the trail moved, to be moved if it's not meeting whatever the code of government standards are. Specific statutory rules concerning mobile homes, those that are physically mobile, and I haven't looked at those in the statute to see, but that would be my presumption on it.
Okay, so you're telling Giuffrudi, as the property owner, to tell the trailer owner he either fixes that up or moves it.
Right.
Because it's in violation and he owns the property.
That's correct.
All right. Okay, and how much time would reasonably be required, given that that is what is being asked of Mr. Giuffrudi?
I was just given a reference to a section in our land development code, regarding mobile homes or vehicles as living units. And in fact, let's take a brief moment to look at
sure. This is occupied, I presume?
It's occupied. He's lived there, I think, in excess of 7 years. So I am willing to help him.
Okay, I'm asking, are you relying on that in any way? What is your knowledge as to the code itself?
I'm sorry.
Did you read this?
Yes.
Okay, are you relying on this as a basis of the violation? These are more
days.
Related to setbacks. And
that's correct.
Let's back.
Okay, this is some more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily answer the question.
Suggestion that we
I don't know if we have setback violations. We haven't cited any setback violations. And the land development code element aspect of it is just noting that there is a own responsibility for placement on a period after that's mobile homes that's not part of a planned district. And so we'd have to get more information before we can move forward on those types of sites. But as to what we have right now, my position remains what I said before, that without having further review of the Florida statute, my position remains that the owner should be reasonably expected to remove a mobile home if it's on a property and it's not in compliance with the laws. And I can, that's all I can say.
And the next question was, how much time would be required to remove the trailer?
Stick that in the third group, and that way we can talk to the gentleman.
Yeah, session.
We need to decide. We need to recite that with the owner.
So, but right now we have this one before us on the.
Right now, we're with that 60-day group.
We're getting ready to give Mr. Giuffrudi all the incentive in the world to motivate the owner to get something done with that trailer. Unless Mr. Giuffrudi wants to volunteer to do it, that's his call. But we're just going to follow our little channels right here.
I said we
gravity take its course. How much time should be required for Mr. Giuffrudi to have that man either get that trailer repaired or off the property?
60 days.
Okay, what say the respondent?
I'd really like 90, just to, I think this is nothing,
I'm going to go the 90-day route, because it sounds to me like you're going to need to notify him anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, with regard to this case.
Thank you.
Now, let's be clear here, Mr. Giuffrudi, with regard to what we're ordering you to do. Compliance in this case isn't necessarily you bringing it into compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is you bringing it to compliance, but compliance is either the owner does what needs to be done.
Correct.
Or you have it hauled off. One or the other.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm ordering the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012. or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter.
Okay. So in other words, you're
amending this to add a new respondent subject to you getting them served, or you want me to just leave it at that?
Well, this time I don't know if we have his information. We don't have
it. I'll leave it at that.
Yes. We'll pursue that. That's one thing.
Case number 19, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 101, southeast corner of property. The only 101 I see is in the 30-day batch.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's correct. All right, then I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for the consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until such time as the property is in compliance. Case number 20, 127 Madison Avenue, trailer number 127. That appears to be in the 90-day batch.
Correct.
If I'm reading this correctly, does that sound right?
Yes.
Now, I'll order the respondent to come into compliance by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter, until such time as the property is in compliance. Case number 21, 215 Kingston Avenue, Green Building, units 1 through 5. I don't see it on our list.
It's not on the list.
Say the city.
Okay.
Okay, we've now moved on off the trailer property. We're on to 215 Kingston. They do have permits. They are pretty much in the midst of bringing that property into compliance. They have failed their last inspection by the building department.
They what now?
The last inspection from the building department failed.
Okay.
Because there's periodic inspections. That project is still in progress. I'm not really addressing it too heavily because the building department is fully involved in that one. In the reduction of units and the compliance of the entire property.
Okay.
The compliance date has not changed, though.
There's no.
They should be done with that within the next 60 days.
They were supposed to
be in the plans. Oh, so they've already got one on that, so they're going to have to explain where they are on that one.
That's the one where we had the permits, and we've been working based on the permit. We had fixed the screens and windows, and started reducing the units by opening them up between. There's like water pass-throughs instead of having to divide up. And the windows, as soon as we fixed the windows, one of the tenants broke the windows and was arrested. And then we fixed them again, came back, broke them again, they let them out of jail. The state's attorney's office, we have that there. The guy just started trashing the place and broke all, not just the windows we fixed, but a lot more. So we've got an inspection. It was a failed inspection because it wasn't 100% on the beginning, but we're in the process of actually doing all the work. So we just need to call for another inspection for the exterior. Tried to divide it up between violations and actual construction work, and I didn't know exactly how to do that. I wasn't, you know, I tried to call and talk to Ron, but at the same time, he didn't know. He told me, referred me to the code violations, like, for instance, the windows or the exterior. And we've been doing those. Those things have been done, the doors, the windows that came out. Because the windows weren't 100%, we didn't pass that part of the inspection. But we've also already had the hallways opened up in most of the areas. It's just not 100% complete.
All right. How much more time do you think it's going to take?
We had three setbacks. I mean, people went to jail for several.
I already heard that part.
Yeah.
Tell me something new.
I usually, you know, as far as construction goes, and based on circumstances of people destroying what we're doing, you know, we just plug along and call for inspections. I don't think I can give you an exact. I mean, I would just put that. And I thought that when we had talked, we would put everything, start doing these in good faith and show and work on the other project. And everything else that we have put at the last group so that we could make sure that we got these things done, you know, instead of having, you know, multitude of everything. We'll be working on that at the same time, but I don't know You know, I mean, if we fix the window, then he breaks them again. They keep letting him out of jail. So, as far as based on the construction work, you know, it could be done in 90 days. But we had inspections to do, and I always ask for the most time possible when it comes to construction. This stuff, this page here, this grouping of trailers is not, you know, true construction. This is cleanup, maintenance, fixing, you know, things like that. But the other one, we have pass-throughs and headers to put in and stuff like that. And then based on repairing the windows that are old, every time I said we've had setbacks on that. So if you can put that in the last group, 215 Kingston, as long as we get inspections and progress, isn't that appropriate? And wouldn't that be considered appropriate?
Before I go getting myself into trouble, we'll talk about, we'll come back to that in a minute.
Okay.
The next one I have is 215 Kingston Avenue, Beige Building, units 6 through 10.
Same.
Am I going to be hearing more of the same?
Same scenario.
Then I have 215 Kingston Avenue, Burgundy Building, units 11 through 15. Once again, more of the same?
Yes, sir.
So work's been done.
Work is in the progress of being done. The city would like to ask to give them only an additional 45 days for the Kingston property, since that one's been in progress now a whole lot longer than that trailer park is. I believe even before you got the contractor on board.
I didn't do anything until the contractor came on board and we submitted the plans and so forth. And we did a reduction of units with zoning, okay? Really, the fact of the matter is we did make great progress until concrete blocks started going through the windows. I mean, I've spent hundreds of dollars in glass, maybe purchasing glass three times. And I did reduce the, you know.
But.
All right, let me continue on down the book here. Amy, what are these miscellaneous matters?
These are three cases that had automatic fine orders and that were supposed to be in compliance by May 2nd. Somehow those three got grouped out of the entire park.
So why are they?
They were supposed to get automatic fines if they're in non-compliance. So I have affidavits of non-compliance, and now there's a $100 day fine running. So I'm assuming that they were supposed to be brought back and included in this compliance plan to make sure that those were, we could either vacate the fine or amend it, just to do something with those, because I wanted to make sure they were included in the compliance plan. They weren't on the last agenda, since they were automatic fine cases.
They're not on our list.
Two of them are, it looks like.
That was the one trailer that was demoed and removed.
That one's not on. That one's in compliance.
I only see one of them on here.
There's 113, 10 Allison Lane, 113.
Hang on a second. You on MB1?
Oh, no. That one's not on there.
All right, that's not on there.
Right.
MB2, Allison Lane, 113.
That's in group one.
Okay.
It's in group one. And then the 111 Madison side. Looks like it's in group three. So the only one missing out of, no.
Well, I think demolished. Just for clarity, it's because I don't believe that the city's asking for the fines to be vacated or the existing orders to be vacated. It's more an issue of clarification to make sure that you did not intend to create some additional activity without realization that that order was in place that already imposed fines. The preference of the city is that we would think they would make it an urgent issue since fines are running to resolve those matters that are outstanding because of the existing fines that are put. But we didn't want you alerted to it, so we didn't want it to be overlooked, and that's about it.
Now, for two of these three cases, I now have, in each of these cases, two orders that conflict with one another.
No, you haven't ordered anything for those two because they weren't on.
You haven't done 113 Allison yet?
No.
It's on our 30-day batch. So we haven't come to it yet?
Right. Shouldn't have.
Okay. Yeah, no, it hasn't.
But we haven't come to the 111 Madison yet.
No. I thought we did.
I've already got 111 Madison knocked off my list.
It's 111 yeah. Allison.
Yeah, they're both
on the clients list. One got demolished. We pulled the permit. That would leave us with two, and they are on the compliance list.
All right. Forgive me. I was just trying to look down the tunnel a little ways. Let's get back to case number 21. Case number 21. Okay. Was this one of the structures where you needed to reduce units?
That was in Kingston.
I'm on 215 yes. Kingston Avenue, Green Building right now.
Yes,
case
sir.
Number 21.
Yes, sir. All of the units were being reduced. All three buildings were going from 6 to 3 or 5 to 3.
Okay. Are you going to keep waving at me? Did you want to talk? This is America. You can stand up and talk just as long as you get sworn in. Go ahead.
Can you state your name, please?
Brian Ballard.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
What do you want to tell me?
215 Kingston. I have three buildings there. We're taking 15 units and make 6 livable units with 3 laundry rooms, 4 stories.
So you're trying to tell me you're talking major renovations here?
Yes, sir. Right now, I have a permit in place. It's good till July 10th. With Mr. Brockman's powers of what he has, what he does, and his construction company, if we've come along, we've cut holes through one. You're going to have 2 big units in each building with a laundry room. Right now, we have 4 of them cut. 2 of them I have to wait to go through because I have people residing there that wish not to pay rent. So that's another subject we have to deal with. But that's what's going on. There's 3 buildings there. Each one's going to have 2 apartments there. 2 3-bedroom apartments.
2 3-bedroom apartments.
Correct.
Okay, so we're going from, in each of these cases, buildings that have 15 units?
To 6 units.
Each building only has 5 units as of right now.
But we started off with how many units?
15, sir.
All right. And we started this as of?
January.
All right. And we're bringing that down to 2 apartments, 2 3-bedroom apartments.
Yes, sir. Which I have kitchens ripped out. I have.
All right. So how much longer do you anticipate it's going to take?
I would say.
Permits permitting. I get the work done.
I would like to take the full time with the permit. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. What do you mean you take the full time with the permit?
The building permit will be up on July 10th.
That's if you don't have inspections.
Okay. Just guesstimate for me, permits aside, how long is it going to take you to finish the work? I got a pretty good idea of the big picture. Just answer my question for me.
We need as much time as possible.
I would say another 45 days would be unreasonable. 60, but we have all this other work.
I understand the universe here.
I have to get with Mr. Brockman.
Spare me the disclaimers. Can you tell me how much time it would take to just get the work done?
I was of my understanding that as long as we do the work and we're progressing.
You're speeching to me, okay? I don't want to hear speeches. Will somebody tell me how long it takes to get the work done?
Well, if everything was perfect in a perfect world, 90 days. But it's not.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm this far into this freaking book. I know it's not a perfect world out there, okay?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't be here today if it was a perfect world.
Well, would I. Yes, sir.
All right, so you're saying 60 days. And he's saying 90 days. Okay, we want to be heard.
Sir, the city's asking for 45 days. We bring them to the next cutoff in July. They must show progress. at which time their permit is going to expire. They'll have to get an inspection done. If the inspection passes, it automatically renews for another 6 months. So that's going to buy them time, but we want to see progress.
So you're telling me if by July he doesn't have a certain quantum of work done, then he's not going to get a permit renewed?
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. If he doesn't pass in any type of inspection and doesn't do any work, their permit's not going to get renewed.
So why do I need to monkey with any of that? Why don't we just leave the forces that be in place right now?
That's why I'm speaking now, sir.
Okay. He understands that.
Perfect.
Although it took a while to get it out of him. Okay.
Can we go back to one that we put under the 30 days that we brought up that was not on the list, was 121 Allison?
No. All right.
And then just kick them out.
All right. Where is the work on 215? How does the work on 215 Kingston? Let me try it this way. What's your plan for doing? Where does the Kingston work fall into the construction schedule as far as your anticipation of how this is all going to come together? Is it something that gets worked on intermittently?
Yes.
When electricians are in there, or when plumbers are in there, or it's something that geographically is off in the corner somewhere, so we're going to do that last? How does it fall into the plan here?
And we'll show progress and follow the building permit just like you said, no problem. That's what we've been trying to do, and we can do that. It's not a problem.
So you got a permit in place that already tells you certain things that have to be done by July.
Correct.
And you're aware of that, and you know that if you don't pass that, you're not going to get a permit, then you're really in the suit.
Correct.
Okay. Now, once you... Does satisfying what you need to satisfy for that permit bring you into compliance?
No.
Or is there still more beyond that?
When the project is done, yes, we will be satisfied. But satisfying the requirements on a permit will not bring the property into total compliance.
Okay, so I've got this July milestone that I know is already sitting there right now. That you have to survive. How much longer, I'll ask you first, how much longer after that before this is in compliance? And I understand you're hoping it's all going to be in compliance by July, so.
I would say the August cutoff.
Okay. And what do you say? August cutoff's 85 days down the road.
I mean, you said there were some things that weren't on the list that would come in after. Is that what you're referring to, or just the construction? In other words, our impression is when we put in the building permit and the plans was to divide, open them up from 5 to 3 or 2, whatever the deal is, do the openings and fix the stucco, the windows, and bring all of that up. I don't know what else. If there's something additional, I have no clue. But that is just being worked on, and we'll have inspections. So I don't see that it's a major thing. I mean,
I guess what I'm trying to understand, and I don't know if I've gotten an answer to my question or not, are there people who are going to be working on Kingston Avenue that are going to be brought in at certain times during the course of the project who are also going to be there to work on other things on the property as well? Such that you're coordinating work on this along with work elsewhere?
Yes, but I don't. You're saying there was something other that in addition to? I don't have a clue what that in addition to.
Well, I just don't
regular stuff going on. Yes, we are going to be working on
satisfying the permit, whatever that permit may be right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it going to constitute compliance? Apparently,
yeah,
there's more to be done.
Yeah, I mean, as far as based on what we have with the permit, the building department, that's fine. I don't know what else is. Is on there. Yeah, no, this is fine. I thought, yes, you know, I mean, I'm involved in the construction. This anything involved with the construction, which is mainly this here. Occupation license is not my ID numbers. Well, that's just address numbers, yeah. Yeah, no, as far as the construction goes and all, that's fine. It's not a problem. It can be incomplete.
Mr. Brock, what you have is the site evaluation, and then, of course, whatever you may arise from your inspections.
Correct. Yes, I understand that. And then it can, you know, if they add when you go through and they say, oh, you know, now you got to do this, and well, then we just keep doing it.
I understand,
too. It's not a problem. We'll be working on it in addition to, yes, that's what we'll be doing.
Okay. So right now, 85 days is or is not enough? 85 days takes you to August 12th.
Yeah, if that's what we're, I mean, to do the construction, yeah, and to work on it and follow the building code, absolutely. And to work, you know, if they keep adding, you know, as you walk in, then it would be extended, but that would be legally extended.
Yeah, what, no Mr. problem. Giuffrutti?
I had discussions with the building department as to what needed to be done and not needed to be done, okay? And there was, you know, I was a part of this process, and what we have, I see going on right now is, you know, code enforcement saying, hey, this and this needs to be done, which, you know, when I went into the building department and agreed to reduce it, this was initially was subject to go before a variance to the 15 units before the code enforcement board, all right? I pulled off as a compromise with the city to reduce the tension. So there has been discussions with the building department as to, you know, what was going to be done and so forth, okay? So we got kind of two things working against each other right now. Am I making sense? If I went down there and I talked to Colleen and I talked to Ron and went through it, okay, and there's an agreement as to the reduction of units and as to what was going to be done and so forth, all right, that code enforcement was not a part of.
Meaning, if I may, if you get an inspection, you come in, we were addressing reducing the units, repairing the windows, repairing the stucco, repairing the doors, and that was what the deal was with the building department and Colleen. And then if you come in now and say, oh, well, now you have to redo the entire electrical and the entire plumbing.
Well, you know what? If as you go along, that happens, just write down a little piece of paper. It says, May 15th, city now tells me I have to do such and such. This is the first time I've heard that.
Right.
And okay. When you come back to see me, say, Mr. Kalja, I want you to see this because this is what you told me to do.
Right.
So if those kind of things occur, I will certainly take them into consideration.
Okay. And that's
I'm hoping that at this point everybody knows what needs to be done. Okay? And if y'all want to start bickering about that wasn't part of the original deal, or you added that, or that wasn't on your initial report, then I'll hear you out. Okay, so we can't guard against every future contingency right now.
Right.
All I can do is ask you how long you think it's going to take to bring it into compliance on the basis of what your understanding of all the current violations is. You give me a number of days, I say yay or nay. I understand you have tenants. I understand sometimes you have to evict them. I understand people sometimes get mad and do things they shouldn't do to property that's not theirs. I understand that things crop up that might have been due to oversight or what have you. Somebody forgot to mention along the way that still need to be done. I understand all of that. I'm an understanding guy. So if that's the case, you just make sure you document it when you bring it back to me to say, hey, don't go banging on my head. This was something new they hadn't told us about.
Okay. No
and
problem.
I made a note of it right here just so I could tell you that when the time came.
Okay. Mr. Cuss, can I just say something for the benefit of us?
Sure.
Mr. Brockner, what we have is two things going on at once here, and I think he's been trying to explain that as well. The notice of violation is the list of violations, and included in that list is a no occupational license. All those are code violations, but it's understood that a no occupational license is really governed by the activity of the permits and of the permit division. So permits will go there, and they won't get an occupational license until they satisfy whatever permits is requiring them to satisfy. So the perspective of code is if they've taken care of all these code issues and we're still sitting there working on our license, then that's something worth talking about in August. But if they've ignored the code issues and only thing left, and they have all these code issues and a knock license issue, then that's where the code division has a problem. We recognize that as far as the OCC license itself, there may be things that the permits wants that's not part of this list, and we accept that. But as far as this list concerns, there's many other things here that are clearly identified violations that we expect them to be able to take care of.
Are you two on the same page?
Pretty much.
I think you are.
Yeah.
The more we talk, the more confusing.
Yes, I agree. I'm not here to be confusing. I'm here to be simple. We'll do everything we can to work towards that and progress towards that. Get it done. Call, you know.
And these guys.
Yeah.
Okay. We have the green building. We have a beige building. We have a burgundy building. Unfortunately, I'm not eyeballing these buildings. All I'm doing is looking at a piece of paper here. And I've already been told the circumstances for these three buildings are similar.
Yes.
Does that mean you're going to tell me 60 days for all of them to be run into compliance?
Yes, sir.
Does that mean you're going to tell me you think you can have them done in about 90?
Yeah, we'll be working on it, yes, sir.
So when you're telling me you got 90 days, or you want 90 days to do the green building, you're taking into consideration all the work that we've discussed already, as well as the work that we haven't gotten to yet. Correct?
Yes, sir. We're calling up. Well, Your Honor, if I may ask one question. When we go to do an inspection, when I talk to Ron, if we're going to do like the code violations, should we get both call Ron and you to come out to do like the windows? And I mean, that's basically the same. Some of them are overlapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, how do we, you know, because we need to get the code violation marked off and the building. In other words, we can't just go straight to the building department and exclude you. So, how do we can we get? I'll just work with you and Ron.
Pretty much. We can do ultimately, like if I said the window was broken.
Right.
My concern is that the window is fixed. Ron's concern is that it's fixed properly.
Correct. Right. But it would require both of you to be there in order to mark off the code violation.
If Ron says the window is fixed, I'm happy with it.
Okay. So as long as we get Ron to say everything and he presents that to you,
that's
you're
correct.
Good with that?
Yes.
Because I had a little bit of trouble issue in the original inspection trying to figure out how to do that. So we'll just deal with Ron, and then I can send you an email.
If the building department says it's good, I'm good.
You know, okay, cool. All right, we're good.
The key is to follow up and make sure that that's communicated.
Yes, I'm aware. I've done that in a previous property, and the inspector did follow up with it, but I understand Ron's a little overloaded, so, no problem.
Okay. Well, here's what I'm doing and why. Everyone's buying me lunch today. All right, much to the city's chagrin, my next cutoff after August, I think August 8th is tight based on what I'm hearing here. I think it's tight and I want it done. City's perturbed because they think you've had all the time in the world already. Now I'm perturbed too, but I want it done. So I'm going to order the respondent to have this matter in compliance by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. That is 113 days to get this building into compliance. The only reason I'm harping on that is because I hope you'll understand there will be no Christian charity left if this is not in compliance. And if you're going to try to tell me that it wasn't brought into compliance for reasons beyond your control, you better come here prepared to prove your case.
Mr. Kelch, is that for 21, 22, and 23?
That's going to be the same case for cases 21, 22, and 23. Okay, you asked for 90 days, you got 113 days, and I'm hoping that also has a ripple effect here to ensure that all the other matters that we've already talked about are in fact going to occur on the timeline that we've already laid out here. All right. Miscellaneous Business 1, what is this?
We have a fine that's running.
110 Peyton Lane.
Needed to be brought back.
This is not one of the cases we're here to address today, is it? Well, I'm sorry, it's not on this list.
That's correct.
I really don't understand why.
And so why is it before me?
It's got a running fine. I didn't know if it needed to be included in the compliance plan because didn't want it to just be out there and get left off.
And it's still not in compliance?
I have an affidavit of non-compliance in the file as of May 2nd.
You've got a fine running on 110 Peyton Lane. Sounds to me like you better fast track that. I mean, this matters. There's nothing before me right now to cause me to change anything. No one's even asking for it.
Just wanted to make sure it was.
All right, well. Okay, anyway, I'm just alerting you. You have a fine running on 110 Peyton Lane in place already. Mm-hmm. And it's not one of the units that we discussed here today.
It was left off that we stuck those two there. But there was work done to that.
Put that in the first group. I mean,
you said it doesn't look like that now.
I'm not here to create loose ends. All right, what's the word on 110 Peyton Lane? How long to bring it into compliance?
The next cutoff.
Next cutoff is June 6, 2012. What say the respondent? What can you tell me about 110 Peyton Lane?
I have no clue. I don't know why we didn't have it on there. I don't know anything. It's already been worked on. Why don't we just put it in the first group and have them go through it with that? I mean, I don't know. Or if it's got a fine running on it, I would assume they want to do it before that. I'm not aware of that. There was a few trailers who walked by that weren't on a list or anything.
Okay, I'm going to vacate our existing order imposing fine lien on 110 Peyton Lane. I'm ordering the respondent to come into compliance by July 3, 2012. That's where our 30-day batch falls. Failing that, be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter until the property is in compliance. All right, miscellaneous business number 2, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 113.
It's in group 1.
That is in group 1?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, given the fact that I now have two conflicting orders out there, I am vacating this order imposing fine lien, and we already have an order in place requiring you to be in compliance with that by July 3, 2012. Or you'll be returned here for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Miscellaneous business number 3, 10 Allison Lane, trailer number 111.
That was
190 days.
Is this on our schedule somewhere?
90 days.
Yes, sir. Third group.
Is this the correct Madison Avenue one?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I am vacating our previous order imposing fine / lien. And we now already have an order in place requiring you to come into compliance with that by September 5, 2012, or be returned to the special magistrate for consideration of a fine of up to $1,000 per day thereafter. Okay. Did anybody here want to be heard? Okay. Why don't you guys have a seat for a minute? Come on up. Please give us your name.
Christine Uslin.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Christine Uslin.
Can you spell
your last name for me?
U-S-L-I-N. Can you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Yes, ma'am.
I lived in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio. I had met Mr. Giuffrutti online through Craigslist. I was promised a three-bedroom trailer. He told me that he had a three-bedroom trailer for me, my boyfriend, and both my granddaughters. Okay? I had sent him money to rent this three-bedroom trailer, after which I was told that the three-bedroom trailer would be available for me to move in as soon as I got here. He mentioned nothing about this place being under code, mentioned nothing about him not supposedly not supposed to be renting any of these trailers out. I had asked him what the rating of the trailer would be that I'd be moving into. I says, on average from 1 to 10, what would you rate it as? He told me a 7. I was put into a 1.5 bedroom, one of the trailers which are being condemned. I didn't have to move. I could have stayed right where I was. That was my intention until I found suitable housing, stable housing, for me and both my granddaughters to reside in. I spent so much money getting up here. I'm broke. He even, still to this day, still says that he's going to have a three-bedroom trailer available. What three-bedroom trailer? One that's going to be condemned? All I want is my money back. I want my money and my expenses for what it cost me to move into a place that I can't even be stable and have a stable environment for my children, for my grandchildren, which are mine because I'm raising them. You know, I was told that the area that I would be moving into was not drug infested, that the girls would be safe there to play, have friends, and none of that is true, none of it.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I can't offer you a whole lot of solace because all I can do is bang on Mr. Giuffrutti's head, as you've probably observed while you've sat here. And even then, you're probably as frustrated as the city of Daytona Beach is here because they probably want to do the same sort of things you want to do. But all that having been said, you know, I have to operate within my confines. And all I can do is try to make him improve the place so that it's better for everybody. And I try to accomplish that, unfortunately. I find myself having to give him time to do it because it doesn't serve anyone's purpose if the whole thing just goes under and then you're left there with no expectation of any improvement whatsoever. So unfortunately, that's all I can offer you, and I'm doing my best to do that.
I mean, you know,
I
just wish he would have been upfront and honest from the get-go. I could have signed another year lease of where I was living, and I was happy there. My intentions were to move back here so then I can do things with my granddaughters. So then my granddaughters, you know, I mean, they've been through a lot, and they don't deserve this either. They really don't. And, you know, no, I don't think anybody in that trailer park deserves any of this. You know, for him to list something on Craigslist knowing that he has all these violations, these places aren't rated as a 7. You know, I mean, come on, y'all. Like, seriously. You know, I think that I'd rather be in a shelter somewhere than living where I'm living with bugs and roaches and everything else crawling all over me. and my grandkids.
Well, unfortunately, all I can tell you to do is consult counsel.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Hello, my name is James A. McDaniel.
James A. McDaniel. I'm the resident in 129 Allison Lane.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, all the truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. You ruled that you'd give him 60 days, Your Honor. I fall in the 60-day category. That's great. I understand. I'm actually a maintenance man myself by trade. But my only issue is this. That's another 60 days I have to go with water every time it at least sprinkles of water flooding my kitchen. I have a giant hole in my closet floor in my bedroom that I could literally throw a ball down to the ground to. I've reported all this, and nothing has been done in the month and a half since I've reported it. So I do understand that it takes time to fix things, but another 60 days of having to deal with floods and with anything and everything coming up through my floor, I just want to know if there's anything else that could be done.
Well, unfortunately not by me. And it's not much consolation, but quite frankly, what the law would tell you is move.
All right.
What the law would tell you is move. That may sound kind of cold and harsh, but that's what it would tell you. Move or consult counsel to try to make it right, or do what you're doing right now. Write to City Hall to get them to do as much as they can.
All right.
You know, these guys are busting their butt.
Oh, yes, sir.
Trying to make it happen. And they're, like I say, just as frustrated as you. Unfortunately, it comes in front of me, and although you don't want to hear it, I actually have to kind of listen to both sides.
Yes, sir.
And I have to make sure both sides fall within the legal outcome here.
Right.
And that can be very frustrating and what have you. But the bottom line is, you're a free man in America. Move.
Yes, sir.
I'm not telling you to do that. I'm just saying that, you know, at some point, consumerism needs to take over, and people who don't deserve $500 a month in rent shouldn't be collecting.
Right.
And I know it's a hardship, but that's the...
That's the way it works. Gotcha. Thank you for your time, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. My name is Francis Reynolds. I live in 115 Peyton Lane.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony about to provide the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Your Honor, my home is in the first list on the list of mobile homes to be demolished in the trailer park. Okay. Against medical advice I take and I work because that's how I earn my, I have to earn a living. Okay. Social Security disability is not enough
what
to do it.
To be demolished, you're talking about?
Trailer number 115, sir.
115 is due to be worked on between now and July 3.
And the way my understanding was from everything that happened this morning, it's supposed to be demolished.
Sir.
115 Peyton.
115 Peyton. Strapping, hole on exterior needs to be addressed. Laundry list of violations to be corrected. It's my understanding work's to be done on that to be completed by July 3, 2012.
Okay. In the meantime, what are we supposed to do as far as paying him goes? Are we supposed to pay him? Are we supposed to hold back
That's
until it complies?
I'm sorry. You need to consult an attorney. You need to talk to a judge about that. It's not my place to tell you.
You know, because if I need to take
it... That's legal advice, and I can't be giving out legal advice.
Okay. There are several people in the area, in the park, that are, you know, having similar problems as to my place. I'll open my door, let him do whatever he has to do. Okay? But I only ask two things. The strong-arm tactics when it comes to his collection stop, and the house be brought up the way it's supposed to be. And I want that on record. That's all I want.
Very good. Good luck to you. Anybody else want to talk? Speak now or forever hold your peace, as they say. All right, do we have any other business to be brought before the special magistrate?
Yes. We still have outstanding the global water estimation.
Yes. With regard to all of the units that we've addressed here today, I want the orders to specify that for those units that are not occupied, or for those units that are vacated prior to being brought into compliance, they are not to be rented or occupied until such time as the unit is brought into compliance. We all good? Anything else to be said? All right, this is a major undertaking, folks. I sure hope it works out. I'm hoping with our contractor here and the help Mr. Giuffrutti has on site already that we'll be able to get there. Mr. Giuffrutti, this is all on you, bud. And I'm telling you, these people are mad, and I understand that, but they pay me the big bucks to ignore that. I've given you more time than you deserve because you have already had a lot of time. I'm happy that you finally assembled the folks that appear to be ready and willing and able to get the work done. I just hope you understand, like I said, all your charity for the year has been consumed within the time that I allowed you today. And with that, it all needs to get done now. Okay, good luck.
Thank you.